Katie, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Our topic today is, why is it important to trust God during difficult times? Today, my guest is Reverend Johnny Brown. He's associate minister at Pleasant Green Baptist Church. He's been in the ministry for 40 years, and Pleasant Green is pastored by Pastor Michael Grimes. He's also chaplain at Marketplace Ministry, and he's been a chaplain there for 20 years. He's a husband, he's a daddy, and he's a granddaddy. And I am very glad to have him as my guest today. He's been in the ministry, I think I said, for 40 years. How are you today, Reverend Brown?
I'm feeling fine.
Okay. Now, God, we're talking about why is it important to trust God during difficult times. Now, God is our foundation. God does not change. And that should give us the confidence to trust God in all times, just not just difficult times. But sometime we just don't have that confidence. I don't know if we lose that confidence sometime, or we set that confidence aside, or our thought process takes over and it hides us from where our focus should be, and that's on God. Now, tell us, what does trust mean?
Well, trust and to confide or have confidence in and to rely, you know, upon him for our every need. Amen. It's the boldness that we, you know, have within us by the Holy Spirit enabling us, the working of it, enabling us to perform the duties or the tasks that God has, you know, assigned unto us, and to help us in those troublesome times that we are feeling weak, or maybe feeling cast down or destroyed, but yet knowing that God's word is our confidence, amen, because he never have failed. He's always have done and made manifest whatever his word has spoken. And so that's why it's so important, because we can look back in our lives, as I do often, to take notice of the things that, you know, God has brought us out from. Mm-hmm. And so this is our real mindset that we have in order to walk in the ways that God has called us.
Amen. Amen. Now, how do we trust God? I understand what you're saying. Excuse me. How do we trust God when we don't understand why things happen the way they do? You know, we go through trials and tribulations. Things happen, and sometimes we don't understand why things happen the way they do. And how do we trust God when things happen, when we don't understand why things happen the way they do? And we've all been there.
Well, we have to rely on, I think that we rely more on His word, because what His word has said unto us, you know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, you know, by the word of God in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrew. Amen. It makes us to know that we are to believe God first. Amen. Even though we see things that are not accustomed to our sight, or some people may have told us that they never have seen it that way before. Mm-hmm. And so when it is like that, then we need the word of God. First Corinthians, I believe that's the second chapter and the 14 through the 16th verse there, but the natural man receive not the things of God, do he know them, but they are spiritually discerned. Mm-hmm. So in a way, in order to trust them, in order to be still standing, amen, we has to do like Christ himself when off into the wilderness, amen, he used the word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Mm-hmm. Amen. But by every word that proceeded, you know, out from the mouth of God. And so he had to have the foundational teaching and preaching and the examples that he shown his disciples. Amen. He had to have those along with it. It was not just words, but it was in demonstration and in much power.
Amen. And also I'm reminded that Proverbs 3:5 also says to when we don't understand, we trust God.
Yes.
and trusting God requires faith. And he said to lean not to our own understanding.
Yeah.
And that's important to know, because a lot of times we do try to understand it, but he said to lean not to our own understanding, but to place our trust in him. And when we're in these different types of situations, because we're having that now with the hurricane, people losing everything, you know, some having to start off from nothing, and you know, so many things have happened, and fires in California, and you know, so, and you know, previously Hurricane Laura came through, and you know, just so many things that are going on now, and so. How can, you know, and our feelings get in the way sometimes. You can't help what you feel at the time when a destruction or difficult situations are all around you. You can't help but feel. So how can we ignore, or do we ignore our feelings or the reality of what we see when it's difficult? And, you know, is it okay to be honest with God about what we feel?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't deny our feelings. We know that they are there, and God have given us that also in order to be like a warning to let us know if something is going wrong. Take for instance that if you were sick, you know, you might get a fever, you know, so the temperature of the body might rise. But God is saying to us that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And he told us in the book of 2 Corinthians in that 10th chapter, he said our weapons are not carnal, you know, our weapons are for our warfare are not carnal, but you know, it's mighty through the pulling down or the casting down of strongholds, you know, these thoughts that bombard us, that comes in our mind, amen, as we live day by day, and televisions and other people and other sources that produce such information, social media and all these other things that we have now, that are piles of data or information coming into our hearing.
Yes.
And so we need to take notice of that word and allow the word of God. David said that, you know, thy word have I hid.
Right.
Yeah, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That I might not sin against thee, O Lord. So it's a hiding God word. It's a covering it or protecting it on the inside, that I'm going to keep believing and trusting and relying and stand bold too toward the things that God or Christ have taught me through those disciples, those apostles that he sent out, amen, in order that they might lead us, amen. We need the spiritual leadership.
No matter what our circumstances are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need that spiritual guidance, amen. God has set people over us, amen. And he said, remember those who have ruled over you. In other words, they are watchmen, in a sense, for our souls. So when they are living the life, they are following the teachings that God have assigned for them to do, amen, no matter what, amen. We might stand in the face of a lot of things that would bring on fear. You know, I noticed, sister, that sometimes when I'm trying to preach or trying to say something, my words might not feel adequate, amen.
Right.
I feel sometimes that I don't have enough,
right,
amen, or don't know enough, or hadn't been to the right school, or wasn't sitting under the right teaching. And when these things come, amen, it caused us to have a little fear. But he said, I didn't give you, amen, the spirit of fear,
mm-hmm,
power, and of love,
mm-hmm,
and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
My mind needs to be healthy. Let this mind that be in you be also the mind that was in Christ Jesus. So we have to have a humble approach.
Right.
At things, amen. Even though our education might be above what we feel that the word is requiring of us, but God is saying that this word is true. You know, he said in John that I am the way, the truth,
and absolutely,
life. Yeah. And so since he's all of that, all of that that we need, amen, to rely upon, amen, all of that we need to be bold enough to know too that it's like intimacy with the partners that he given us to be one with, amen. We are one in everything, and so I'm one with whatever, you know, Christ has laid down for,
mm-hmm,
foundation. You know, the foundation has to be a strong enough building.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've got strong enough, the land that you're building, the house or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus used that for parables to teach,
mm-hmm,
amen, how the morality ought to be in our life, amen. We ought to have the moralities of what Christ Jesus laid to us, amen, and to those that follow him. He showed his humility. He showed his mercy. He showed love and kindness, and you know, he showed patience. He was patient with people, amen. He knew how to communicate with them to touch on things that they were acquainted with, so that they might know what he meant by these spiritual things. Sometimes we say the anointing and this and that, but some people don't even know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They don't know what you're talking. You're talking biblical language and hadn't came to where his need was. Amen.
Right.
His need is to know, how can he come to God? He don't know his way. He hadn't been in church. And so really, you know, Matthew tells us to kind of watch out for many things. And we who know Christ, or we who believe and trust in Christ, amen, we are taking note of the good and the bad, the false and the true shepherd, amen. Mm-hmm. And so we must be able to distinguish one from the other, or else we are led, you know, to build a foundation out of bad material.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say bad material because I use it as though Paul was saying, by wood, hay, and stubbles, and gold and silver. And he said that one day our work would be tested.
Right, right.
To how we construct the building. Amen. So it all depends upon what material we are using and where we're receiving it from. Jesus said that I am the good shepherd. My sheep hears my voice. They follow me. So
amen.
The shepherd here is to lead and to guide the sheep into building a foundation that can withstand the troubles that the world may have to offer us.
Mm-hmm. In other words, God is not, he's not shaken by what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
He's not shaken by what we
yes.
feel. And he's not going to go away from us because we bear our souls
yes,
to him. He, you
yes,
know, he listens. And when we allow, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
we can allow our feelings to become our priority, and that's when we get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we don't see God as we should. And Jeremiah 29:12-13 says that, then you will call on me and pray to me, and I will listen. I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And God is saying, even though we go through difficult times and we have our feelings, he still wants us to look at him so that he can lead us and guide us and comfort us, because he knows what we're feeling. He knows what we're going through. And, you know, he in these difficult times, and it just seems overwhelming, but God knows. And sometimes through our difficulties, God is trying to show us more of him. He's trying to show us where we've been blind, you know, maybe, and not see him or have seeked him enough. But he's always, like you said, he said he would never leave us or forsake us, and that's true. It's real. It's real.
Yeah. Another thing, sister, is that, you know, on what you're saying is that, you know, that Paul, you know, made it known that he was like a wise master builder, but he wasn't building on his own credentials, upon the things that he had studied and learned under other scholars and things like that. And sometimes we'll go prone too far over to others. Amen, and not on Christ.
Mm-hmm. See,
Jesus Christ is the solid foundation. Amen. That's
mm-hmm.
the part that Paul, if he build anything, he lays everything on what Christ Jesus had taught.
Right.
And how he had lived among them. Amen. Even though he was not walking with him for as a personal, but he met him one day on the road to Arabia, and he was taught certain things of Christ. Amen. So, you know, the psalmist say that taste and see that the Lord is good.
Right.
Blessed is a man who take refuge in him. And so when that refuge is just like trust, that refuge is just like a fortress or something that you are behind, and it's keeping you off from the enemy. And God is saying that that's the way that he is. And the Proverbs in the 16th chapter in the 20th verse, it said, he that handle a matter wisely shall find good. Mm-hmm. And whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. Mm-hmm. See, God, mm-hmm. God, yeah, if you trust in God, you're happy because you're, even though you don't know, it's like the storm we had that was supposed to approach here in Ellick and all that, but because of the trust or because of certain things, we don't know how all the corona and everything else had caused people to turn back more closer to God.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I ain't talking about in every area, because not all that calls upon the name of the Lord, everybody that say Lord, Lord, gonna enter.
Right.
Amen. In the heaven, but he that doeth the will of his Father.
Right.
You have to do God's will, and so once we turn toward him, like you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, themselves and pray and seek. So we got to seek God, search for God, like hidden treasures, amen. Mm-hmm. Like things that not easily found, amen. Because you know there's other things that's out there that's so easily to be found, but they are imitators. They're not imitators. They are things that would cause us to be deceived, mm-hmm. and so we have to watch out for that. Now, Abraham, even though all of that had happened in Abraham's life, the Bible said that he didn't stagger at
the
promise.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't like a drunk man. He wasn't like a person with unbelief, but he was strong and giving glory, you know, to God. Mm-hmm. And he was fully persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how convinced am I that God will. Yeah, sometimes, sister, I believe that we know that God has power, and whatever that God say he can do it, but yet sometimes we look at our own weak, frail self.
Right.
And the weakness that I am, and that's why I'm saying sometimes I'm standing before the congregation and I'm feeling weak at the moment of time, but when I reflect on the will of God and the destination he called me for, amen, then that gives me the power and the strength to continue to go on, because I know God hadn't left me.
Absolutely.
But in my weakness, though, and see, that's what he said, Abraham, he wasn't young enough to produce what he did, but he still produced it by a supernatural power coming from God.
Right.
And so he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was more than able to perform.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we got to be like, too. You know, now I know we'll have the flesh, but God has worked out all that we need to have done for us. It's already, he done worked it out. He did it on the cross, and sometimes it's the dying of self. Amen.
Amen.
The dying of self and how self is dictated to once saw things and stuff like that. And now I'm looking at it with the eyes of God. And God is showing me another way. And so that makes me fully persuaded. Now I'm not halfway. Amen. But I'm all in whatever God have called for me to do. And so we have to die sometimes. You know, you die to the world.
Amen.
You're living in the world. But you die to certain things, amen, that the world called for, amen. Because why? Jesus said that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
Mm-hmm.
Take up the cross. See, it's the cross. The cross is death. And that's what the word death, it frightens us in such a way. And yet, the only way we're going to get to God, we got to go that way.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to take a pause here.
Okay.
And we're going to continue this discussion next week.
Okay.
This is part one, and we'll we'll have part two.
Well, I hope.
But we're.
I hope.
Go ahead.
No, I hope that you know, something said was helpful to the public, because, amen, it's important, you know, that we see it the way that God has it written. Amen. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think that ye may have eternal life. Amen. But these are they that testify. So everything written from the beginning, from the old to the new, is a testimony of who Jesus is and what he has declared for us to do.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you, and we're going to pause now, and we'll continue this next week. Thank you so much.
God bless you, and have a great day.
You too. This is Just Stuff. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Tune in next week for the conclusion of this discussion. Thank you. God bless. Us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best
is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh.com.